The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The head of the Republican Party is now openly talking about changing the rules.
Those rules are drafted by the Rules Committee at the convention that governs the convention.
Let me guess. No delegate shall vote for any candidate who has publicly endorsed physical violence or any candidate who uses the word "put" in a speech where women are present. Think that'll work? Back after this from Charlie. At this point, Donald Trump does not have a lock on the Republican nomination. And under the current rules, if no candidate gets a majority on the first ballot at the convention, delegates are free to vote for anyone. And CBS News correspondent Major Garrett reports that some Republicans are now openly looking for ways to make sure that if Trump does come up short on the first ballot, he cannot make a comeback on the second.
Party rules won't be finalized until the convention and could be manipulated to benefit one candidate over another by changing the way delegates are allocated or recognized to vote.
Because Republicans aren't just worried about the presidency. It has been 6 years since the Tea Party sweep of 2010, which means there are a lot of Republican senators up for re-election, 24 of them. Democrats only have 10 seats to protect. And if Donald Trump wins the nomination, Democrats plan to use him to pick up as many of those Republican seats as they can. Here's an ad aimed at Senator John McCain. It plays a montage of Trump's most outrageous quotes, and it ends with this.
Even after Trump said,
"He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you."
McCain repeated,
"I vote for the Republican nominee. Obviously, I am a loyal Republican."
Democrat Chuck Schumer, who'd be in line to become majority leader if the Senate goes Democrat, practically broke into a Trump chant.
"Donald Trump won't make America great again, but he will make Republicans the minority again."
I sense a blue baseball cap coming. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.